Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thereafter, all of them, the descendants of Rishni and Bhoja, being permitted by the Brahmanas, partook of the remnants of prasad and also drank liquor made of rice. By drinking, they all became delirious and bereft of knowledge. They touched the cores of each other's hearts with harsh words. Purport. In ceremonies, when Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are sumptuously fed, the host partakes of the remnants of foodstuffs after the guests have given permission. So the descendants of Rishni and Bhoja formally took permission from the Brahmanas and ate the prepared foodstuff. Kshatriyas are permitted to drink at certain occasions, so they all drank a kind of light liquor made of rice. By such drinking, they became delirious and bereft of sense, so much so that they forgot their relationship with one another and used harsh words which touched the core of each other's hearts. Drinking is so harmful that even such a highly cultured family becomes affected by intoxication and can forget themselves in a drunken state. The descendants of Rishni and Bhoja were not expected to forget themselves in this way, but by the will of the Supreme it happened, and thus they became harsh towards one another. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Mahamande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Shuram Namo Mishtaparaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarine Hare Krishna. Once more the translation. Thereafter, all of them, the descendants of Rishni and Bhoja, being permitted by the Brahmanas, partook of the remnants of prasad and also drank liquor made of rice. By drinking, they all became delirious and bereft of knowledge. They touched the cores of each other's hearts with harsh words. We've been hearing the pastimes of the Lord. we see in the beginning of the canto where Uddhava, Vidura meets Uddhava, and he inquires about the Lord, and Uddhava is remembering the different pastimes of the Lord and narrating them to Vidura. And now it is coming to an end, and soon Uddhava is going to finish, and he's going to instruct Vidura to take more instructions or knowledge from Maitreya Muni. And Vidura is going to insist that he wants to learn from Uddhava, but Uddhava thinks that because Maitreya is senior, he should not make offense to Vidura. And not commit offense, Maryada Vratikrama, and therefore he should inquire from Vidura, Maitreya Muni. And so now we are in that part where the Vrishnis or the Yadu dynasty have all gathered and Prabha Kshetra, and of course it's due to the curse that Samba received from the we've been hearing this story, so I don't want to repeat what all the speakers have repeated, but Samba got cursed, and because he made fun of the sages, and that led them to go to Prabha Kshetra. And as soon as they reached Prabha Kshetra, now they performed oblations. They performed some sacrifice, fed the brahmanas, and now the end of the Yadus is coming, where they've asked permission to enjoy the prasad. They've got the permission, but now they've started also drinking liquor. Varuni, made of rice. So here a description is of rice, but Balaram drinks a different kind of varuni made out of honey. So, of course, there are different kinds of liquor, and I'm not so experienced, so I can't say. This is barley and rice, and out of many grains being fermented, there's a whole process of it. So we see that when one has no control over their senses and one is engaged in such activities as drinking liquor, they lose their intelligence and commit sinful activities. And we see that even though that the Vrishnis came from direct descendants of the Lord, they still committed such abominable activities by being engaged in drinking alcohol or intoxication. They lost their senses, and they, because of being intoxicated, they started using harsh words. Yeah. And as soon as they used harsh words, then all the fights began. And we can see that this is the situation for those who have gone on the Harinams. You can see in London City on Saturday nights what the situation is, how the pubs are full of drunkards, and some those devotees who have gone may share some of their experiences. My friend was telling me when we went to the city that they've been attacked by drunkards, and also threatened that I'll see you. Being threatened that, and this is due to being intoxicated. Of course, they are not in their senses. So this is what intoxication does, and we see that Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that drinking is so harmful that even such a slight cultured family becomes affected by intoxication and can forget themselves in a drunken state. So, so such habits come due to association. Association. What to speak of us conditioned souls, we are going to hear soon that even the son of Varahadev and Bhumi Devi got into bad association and he became an asura. Yeah, he got into bad association and he started performing sinful activities and he became a demon. Same, we hear the story of demigods, the sons of Kuvera, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. They got into bad association, they drank liquor. Of course, they were kings, son of the king. What to speak of just a king, but, Kuvera, finance minister of the demigods. He had the keys to the safe, to the world's biggest bank. Yeah, universe. Not the world's, but the universe's biggest bank. So, they got into bad association and they forgot to respect Narada Muni due to being intoxicated. And they got a curse. They were cursed by the Brahmanas, by Narada Muni, to become trees. But they also got benediction that they would be delivered by Krishna. So, everything happens by the will of the Lord. Not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So, of course, this situation, the Lord wanted his dynasty to disappear because there were just too many of them and they were causing havoc and they wanted to take over. And because of that, the Lord decided, okay, it's time now, go fight, kill yourselves and get over with it. And so he found this way of enjoying alcohol. And also another important point here is how harsh words are the cause of fights or cause of what can you say? Is a root of offenses, harsh words. If we are not careful choosing our words, it can cause destruction to our devotional service, to the kripa of our bhakti lata. Yeah, harsh words. We should be very careful choosing our words. This is the nature of a devotee, to be polite. We learn this in our sadachar. When we learn sadachar etiquette, we should speak with kind words, polite words, even if there's we wrong situation, still we should try to use polite words and deal in a devotee manner. Devotee manner. Devotee means they are as soft as lotus, but they're as hard as thunderbolt. Means that they can be hard in the sense that if there's something wrong, they know how to deal with the situation, but they also give shelter. They also give compassion to any living entity. So this is what we can learn from this verse. I didn't really want to concentrate on this verse because so many have been speaking, but also today is a special day, is the appearance day of Varahadev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Lord appears in different forms. Rama Dimurti Sukalani Amena Tishta Nana Vatara Makarosh Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the Lord appears in different forms. Rama Dimurti Sukala Niyamena Tishtan. He appears as Lord Ram. He appears as the fish incarnation, Matsya, Kurma, Tortoise, Varaha, Boar, Narsimha, half lion, half man. Then Parshuram, and then Lord Ram, and then Balaram, and then Buddha, and then Kalki. Yeah, these are the 10 incarnations of the Lord that are mainly known, but the Lord appears in many other forms also. So the Lord is not ordinary, that's why he's the Lord. So he can take any form that he wants. He has also taken the form as Hayagriva, as a horse. The Lord is not limited to any form. He can expand to whatever he feels like and however he feels like. Yeah. And so, in this situation or in this form, as Lord Varaha, of course, he came to deliver Mother Earth. And we know that Lord Varaha came in two forms. He's come in many forms, but two are mainly mentioned. One is Shweta Varaha, which is the white form of the Lord, of Lord Varaha, who comes during Swayambhuva Manu's time, where he comes when there is devastation, the earth is submerged into the water, and then Varahadev appears from Lord Brahma's nostril, and he say that he appears in such a small form, is the size of a thumb, the upper part of the thumb. And he appears there, and as he comes, he descends, everyone's like, this must be another Rakshasa. You know, because it's a boar form, not human form. But as soon as the boar form comes from the nostril of the Lord, it expands and becomes gigantic like a mountain. And therefore it is also known as Kola, is one name of Varahadev, Kola. So Varahadev, he goes in and saves Mother Earth. And as soon as it Varahadev comes in contact with Earth, Bhumi Devi, there is born a child known as Naraka. and Naraka was okay, I'll get back there. So this is Kamsa, a child known Naraka. Okay, so this is one Varahadev. And then there is another Varahadev that appears in the Chakshusha Manvantara. Yeah, he appears in the Manvantara where the Manu is Chakshusha Manu. And in that Manvantara comes the story that we will be hearing in the next few chapters coming in the third canto, where Lord Varahadev comes to save Mother Earth because Hiranyaksha, the demon, kidnapped Mother Earth and took her to the Patala, yeah, to the bottom of the Garbhodaka Ocean. So, of course, there's a whole big story about this, how Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were born. And then, because Diti wanted to enjoy with her husband in an inauspicious time, and because of that came two demons, who was Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu and Maitreya Muni will then again explain why they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then the story will come of Lord Brahma, the Kumaras cursing Jay and Vijay, like that. But why I'm saying this in short is because I want to speak more about Lord Varahadev in Navadvip Dham. Yeah. So that's why I'm just giving a brief summary. So when Varahadev, when Hiranyaksha took over the universe, he wanted to become the master. He was also under the influence of Lika, and he took over Mother Earth and took her to the to Patala, which is the lowest of the Garbhodaka Ocean. And so the Lord appeared to save Bhumi Devi, because of course Bhumi Devi is Lord Varahadev's wife. So Lord Varahadev came and entered the Garbhodaka Ocean and went down and saved Mother Earth. Yeah, and put her back to her dignity. So this is Varahadev. But now there is also Varahadev in Chaitanya Leela, where I would like to, because this is not, we don't hear about this much. So, confirmed. So, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Madhya Leela, chapter 3, this description is given about Varahadev, who appeared in Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshmananuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was relishing the pastimes of Varahadev, he got into ecstasy and he got into the mood of Lord Varahadev and went to Murari Gupta's house. And when he got to Murari Gupta's house, he started shouting, Shukara, 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 means boar, boar, boar. And Murari Gupta, who was Hanuman in his previous incarnation, So he was, Murari Gupta was attached to Lord Ram. And so that, at that time he came, as Murari Gupta. So because the Lord knew that, Murari Gupta is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he went to his house, and at this time Mahaprabhu was revealing himself to the different devotees in different forms. So he went to Murari Gupta's house shouting, "Boar, boar, boar." And then when he went to Murari Gupta, he took the form of this boar, and he revealed himself to Murari Gupta that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this, that he is, he comes in different forms. And when Murari Gupta saw this form of the Lord, he became very, very stunned. He was amazed, and he didn't know what to say. He wasn't expecting the Lord to take this form. So the Lord went to the altar, Murari Gupta's altar, and there was a water pot with a spout. So he went there and he took the form of Varahadev, and he picked up the spout, the water pot with his tusks, and he showed this form. You can see that water pot there. And he showed this form to Murari Gupta. And then he started telling Murari Gupta, "Now chant prayers to me. You know, make your prayers to me." And Murari Gupta, because he was so shocked, he was really shocked, and like, he's not seen this form, so he didn't know what to say. And he said, "My Lord, what can I say? What prayers can I chant? He started telling Mahaprabhu, "What prayers can I tell you? You are the Supreme Lord yourself. Who can chant your glory? Who knows you better than yourself?" But then, Varahadev, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Varahadev, told him, "Don't worry, just relax and say your prayers." So Murari Gupta started chanting prayers to Lord Varahadev. He started saying to Murari Gupta, Murari Gupta started praying to the Lord, that, "Who am I to pray to you, my Lord? Ananta Shesh, who is your incarnation, has thousands of mouths, and he is chanting your glories constantly for so many years, but he is unable to completely glorify you. So who am I to glorify you?" He says, "Even the Vedas are not completely able to fully describe your glories. So who am I to render glories to you? O Lord, the unlimited universes that we see or hear about are all the absorbed, or are all absorbed within the pores of your hairs. You are always full of bliss in whatever you do. So how can the Vedas know your activities? Therefore, only you know yourself. Others can know you only if you reveal yourself to them. What qualification do I have to offer you prayers?" Speaking in this way, Murari Gupta cried and offered his obeisances. He offered his obeisances crying, thinking himself unworthy to chant any prayers to the Lord. So, Lord Varaha became very pleased by the humility of Murari Gupta, and he started narrating this story of himself. So he says that, "I came as Lord Varahadev to save the ocean, to save Mother Earth from Patal. And when we came into contact, came a child from us who was known as Naraka. And Naraka was a very righteous king. He ruled very nicely. But due to some unfortunate circumstances, he came into bad association with another king. And when he came into association with this bad king, he got all these bad habits. And therefore, he came into bad association, and ultimately the Lord himself had to kill him." Yeah? Narakasura. So like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Murari Gupta, and he told him that in a similar way, his ecstasy, because he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the, and he started also criticizing the Mayavadis. He said, "There is that guy, that sadhu in Kashi, known himself as Prakashananda, who cuts my body to pieces while teaching the Vedas. So Varahadev also has another form, who is known as Yajna Varaha. He is described as Yajna Varaha, where he expands himself into sacrifice. Yeah, so his the four legs of his are the Vedas. His nostrils are the Shruka. His mouth is the Shruva. His mouth is also considered as the fire. His eyes are considered the fire. The coals that you see in the fire are considered to be his eyes. When you offer the ghee into the fire and you see the flame, that is the action of him actually chewing. So Yajna Varaha is also described as the Vedas, as a Yajna or the Vedas. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Murari Gupta that that Prakashananda, even though being very learned and chanting the Vedas, he is killing me, he is cutting my body into pieces. And why is that? Because the Lord is the Vedas, the Mayavadis preach about the Vedas, but they do not accept the personal form of the Lord. And because they do not, they say that the Lord does not have a form of the Lord. Therefore, even though they know the Vedas, the scriptures, they are killing the Lord, the body of the Lord. So like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started glorifying about Varahadev. And also in the, interestingly, the Lord appears, the different incarnations of the Lord appear in Navadvip Dham. We hear Narsingadev comes there after killing Hiranyakashipu. He came there to wash his hands. And therefore we have, Narsingapali there. Yeah, like that, Varahadev also came. There was in Satya Yuga, in Koladweep, in one of the islands, Koladweep, which is named after Varahadev, there was a sadhu or a brahmana known as Vasudev Vipra. He was in Satyayuga there, and he was praying to Lord Varahadev to appear. Please come and give me darshan. So being pleased with him, Lord Varahadev came there and gave darshan to Vasudev Vipra. And he revealed to Vasudev Vipra that all my incarnations have come to this place. And in the future, in Kali Yuga, I will appear in this place as Chaitanya or Gauranga. And I will be spreading the Sankirtan movement from this land. So stay here. So Vasudev Vipra, he stayed there. And from that time he became ecstatic. He chanted, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Instead of worshipping Lord Varahadev in that form, he started worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. And that place is still there, Koladweep. When Vasudev Vipra again came from Satya Yuga, when he came back in Kali Yuga, he went to Navadweep and he went to Koladweep. And Kola is also known as a boar, but is also known as a mountain. So he went to, Vasudev Vipra went to Koladweep and he saw a mountain, and then he could figure out, okay, this is Varahadev's place, and he worshipped Varahadev there. So this is Lord Varahadev's